This week's parasha Vasoli Mikdash Vishachanti Vesocham. They'll make for me a sanctuary, I'll dwell among them. The Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. The way the Torah describes it, really the essence of the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, was where it was that Hashem spoke to the Jewish people. He spoke to Klal Yisrael. Right? It was the Kodesh HaKadosh, the Holy of Holies. The Aron, the Luchos on top of that. The Kaporis. The Kruvim. And Hashem said He would speak from there. Indeed, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what happened. Hashem spoke to him there. With the Urim and Thummim. Next week's parsha, where there was some kind of issue facing the nation and they didn't know which way to go. They would ask the Kohen Gadol. The letters would light up. Hashem would speak. Plus, it was filled with miracles. In the Beis HaMikdash itself, the miracles were open. You could measure the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the distance to and from the Aron, and then you'd measure it, including the Aron. You got the same number. It took up no space. How's that possible? The smoke would go straight up to heaven from the Mizbeach. So many things, the lechem upon him, the showbreads that were fresh from the beginning of the week to the end. Hashem's presence was made obvious there. The Beis HaMikdash is a place where Hashem makes his presence obvious, even to the point of direct communication. So we have a mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash. You have to create such a place. How do you create a place that the divine will rest, make himself obvious, make his presence obvious, and communicate with us? And of course, the blessing came from there. The Shef, as it's called, the bounty. Through the menorah, it was the Shefa of Chochmah, the bounty of wisdom, to the Shulchan, the bounty of livelihood. In the good days, the land was blessed through the Beis HaMikdash. What do we do to create that? How do we create a place that's worthy of such a thing? What's the key? I don't know who named the Parshios, but he must have been a somebody because the entire Jewish nation accepted it. What would you have called this week's Parsha? Parshas HaMishkan, Parshas HaMikdash. It's called Parshas Teruma. Yeah, because the first words in the Parsha, V'ichuli Teruma. That we all contribute. May is called Isher Shirid Veno Libo. Tikhu is Trumasi. For all those who want to give, you are to accept. Nadva Libo. His heart volunteers to give. That is the opening to the parsha of building a mikdash. What is it that brings Shechina, Nedivus, giving, wanting to contribute? That's what does it. That's what brings Shechina. As I'll tell us, a Jewish home, Ish v'Isha, husband and wife, Zochu, if they're worthy, Shechina Imalehem, the Shechina is there. How does a couple get the Shechina in their home? Very simple. When they're there for each other. It's an opportunity to give. Be totally dedicated. Be totally giving to another human being. That's Shechina. The Shechina dwells on that. And you feel it. It's an elevated feeling. It's a feeling of clarity. Giving, it's not just action. It's an attitude. It's the attitude of being bigger than yourself. It's the attitude of seeing outside yourself. A feeling for someone else. A feeling for a cause. Feeling for something outside who you are. This is where it begins. This is what brings Shechina. That's what the Beis HaMikdash is all about. This is so central in Torah. I don't know why this year more than ever, but I've been asked by so many people, "Mishinichnas Adar Marbit Besimcha," we're supposed to increase our joy in Adar. What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Purim, okay, Purim you drink. What do? By the way, Rashi points out, it's Mishnichnas Adar begins with Adar, but it's really keeping in mind Adar and Nisan, the 2 months together. So I want to tell you what's so special about these 2 months in the Jewish calendar. What do they look like in the Jewish community? What are the months of Adar and Nisan about? You know what they're about? There is more money collected for the poor in Adar and Nisan, in the poorest communities, than the rest of the year combined. These are 2 months of giving. Purim itself. Yeah, everyone's talking about drinking. Mishloach manos ish l'reihu matanos levyoni. How does a Jew celebrate? How is a Jew happy? What makes a Jew happy? When he gives, when he shares, when he's there for others. That's what happiness is to the Jew. We feel happy then, because we feel so great about it. This is our essence. This is the essence. We're told one of the signs of a Jew, this is before DNA testing, Rachmanim Baishanim Gomle Chasodim. Rachmanim, we care. By Shanim, we're sensitive. Gomle Chasodim, we give. Now that's the essence of a Jew. Happiness to the Jew is sharing. I know in every community here, the amount of money that is raised, I'm telling you. Our community, here's Sanhedrin Ruch Heaven. Nobody has. And everyone gives. I've been told by collectors that they get more money from these poor kollel communities than they get from some of the more affluent places. People are into giving. They give the have-nots, give the other have-nots. That's part of being Jewish. It's part of the joy of Purim. Maybe the essence of it. Who's alone for a Purim soup? It's not about drinking, it's drinking with others. And Pesach. So interesting, the Seder begins, it's a little late to say it then, but the Seder begins by saying, Kol dichvin, whoever's hungry, yesi v'yechol, should come and eat. It's a little late to invite people at the Seder. Besides, who are you talking to? Your door is closed. It's only at Shvo Chamascha that we open the door for Eliyahu HaNavi. Who are you talking to? This is an expression of what it means to be a Jew. Pesach commemorates our creation as a nation. We came down to Egypt as a family. We left as a nation. What is our nation about? Kol dichvinei sivyechol. Let the hungry come in and eat. To the Jew, the home is not where you hide. It's not where you escape to when you want to get away from the world. Your home is where you entertain guests. Your home is where you get to the world, where you can give to the world. Being Jewish is about giving. Shechina is about giving. Chazal portray the difference between Jews, our culture, nations of the world. One of the things is that people out there get drunk and they kill one another. Jews on Purim, it's so beautiful. Everyone dances together. It's not just strangers. It's even the people you disagree with. One of the things we want to teach you here is how to get drunk as a Jew. It's not about getting violent. It's about being happy. About being happy with others. It's about recognizing that deep down, all Jews with all disagreements, we're all one. It's about sharing. Purim couldn't be a happy day without Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'eh or Matanos Levi'omi. Couldn't be. So understand. For the Jew, life is to share. Life is to care. Life is to give. What do we share? We look at what's needed, and we look at what we have. Yes, and it begins with physical needs, but it certainly doesn't end there. To care and to share certainly means that you want to share your Torah. So let this be a joyous Adar, a month of giving and caring and sharing in every way. And we should all merit Shechina, feeling Hashem's presence in our lives, in our homes, in our communities, and in all of Klal Yisrael.